are listening to the Casual Sound episode number 4. I'm your host, Tyler Jacobson, in studio with Jake Ryan.
All right, Tyler.
Lenny.
Hello.
Yeah, that's about all we got today. Sorry. I don't know. Starting that whole set off there with Pale Saints, Half-Life Remembered. Great track. You know, band that never really got their due, but they're fantastic, especially with somebody like, you know, bands like Slow Dive really finding their audience again. I don't think that a Pale Saints reunion would quite get that much traction, but fabulous band nevertheless.
Were they a 4AD band?
I feel like they were.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could be wrong, but yeah, that feels right.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why. It was the first thing that popped into my head.
I know they were a Leeds band. That's about it.
So yeah. Leeds, 4AD, yeah. That's all we've got?
Yeah, we're on 4AD, yeah.
Is this why they didn't get their due?
Yeah, they were on 4AD. Yeah, okay. They were on 4AD. And I think they, you know, they had a couple of EPs that were fantastic, and the main songwriter, as best I can tell, he was around for the first album, and then they did their second album, and he was gone. It was a different kind of scene. And but anyway, the Half-Life Remembered, just a fantastic track.
And that one was in Ribbons?
It was.
Okay. So hey, good call. Hey dude, I occasionally listen to some things that you send me. I occasionally pay attention to some things that you you're big on. I didn't really get into Pale Saints too much.
I'm sorry, it wasn't on In Ribbons, it was on an EP. No, it was on an EP.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Oh, I'm sorry. So go on with your thought, though.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I still wasn't. They probably didn't get their view because I didn't like them.
They didn't get that Jake Ryan seal of approval early on. That's right. And that's, you know, you can either make or break a band.
It's like the Colbert bump.
Yeah, absolutely. They need that. They need that little sticker on the album. So
right. They should.
Move units. You know what I mean? after that, we heard Harlem with Friendly Ghost and Go 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 Earhart was so good. So can I tell my Go 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 Earhart story? So I was DJing a brunch of all things, and Ginger Perry, who runs the brunch over at Table 6 here in Denver, she was like, hey, do you want to DJ on this date? And I said, yeah, that'll work. And then about a week beforehand, she calls me and she says, hey, do you mind if we bring in another DJ? He's the bass player for Thievery Corporation. And I was like, yeah, that'd be all right. I don't mind sharing space. I don't mind sharing space if he was the bass player for a band I never heard of. But Thievery Corporation, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. That'd be great. His name is Hash. He shows up and at this brunch, and it's nice. We're being pleasant. We're having a nice conversation. And then he mentions that he used to be in a band called Go 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 Earhart, and I lose my mind. I'm like, oh, my God, we used to play you guys on my podcast and like almost every single week. And then he starts talking about Marky Smith, and start losing my mind. And it was just – I mean, it was just – great. So, like, every point of reference from that point on, both of us were really responding to instant friendship. It was really great.
Did he ask the crap Benedict?
What?
Did he order the crap Benedict?
I don't believe he did.
No. Okay.
I wasn't paying that much attention.
Delicious.
Do they serve that at Table 6?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So it was really fantastic to finally get to meet you know, one of the guys from Go 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 Earhart after, you know, being such a big fan and having so many albums. So not really nice coincidence. And then it was kind of amazing to learn that he's the bass player for Thievery Corporation and touring the world playing bass for them. So that was great. And so then he introduces me to the guitar player for Thievery Corporation. His name is Rob, and Rob actually had this band called Thunderball. And I loved Thunderball. And I didn't, yeah. Very 60s.
It's a Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the music sounds like you would expect it.
Oh, nice.
And so when I used to DJ out at Lip Gloss, then that was the kind of stuff I played over there. So that was great. Little anecdote. And now you've heard the story.
Wonderful.
What did you have for breakfast that morning?
I had...
the Crab Benedict.
Benedict. It was delicious. It was really fantastic. Everybody should have it. Yeah, so we've talked enough about me. How are you?
Can we have some Mondays next?
Yeah. How about some Happy Mondays? How about some Donovan?
Let's do it.
Was Donovan his father-in-law when he wrote this song?
I believe so, both brothers, yeah.
All right. Casual sound listeners, you're in for a treat because I'm going to shut up because Lenny really, that was really a Lenny set there. It was very Lenny heavy. And so I'm going to let him take it away and just start talking. I mean, really, we start out with Ariel, which is actually Jake Ryan. So,
yeah, you know, the Ariel track, Airtight Angels. I think I was telling you off air that it's, for me, it's a song about every crush you ever had in the 90s. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, incredible. Incredible track. And
Sean, your age there, old son.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say some people didn't have crushes in the 80s, possibly some of our listeners.
Well,
because they were not alive. On.
Well, then they missed out. But anyway, Ariel just came out with a... I don't know if it's a new... I think it has new tracks on it. I don't know. I'll find out because I bought it.
Okay. What format did you buy?
I bought it on vinyl. I bought it on limited collector's edition vinyl. And actually, I think they said they only have like 30 of the second, like there was two alternative. There was two choices. You can get a black and blue splatter version or a white version. And I think there was only 30 left of the white, and that was like, it was like after like 2 days of sales or something.
Nice.
Something ridiculous. They didn't make a lot of them, and I was, boom, I jumped right on it. But it had Sharon Apple.
Yeah, which is just a killer track.
Yeah, and you know, the Winks and Kisses, all those, oh, God, they just make good music.
They do.
Chicago shoegaze band. Love them.
So unknowingly, I follow that up with Twin Peaks, which is another Chicago band. No idea that that was there. And it's funny because that actually starts out with a very Rolling Stones-y kind of southern rock riff, which I generally hate, but I really like that song. That one was called Walk to the One You Love. It's good stuff.
Blossoms was up after that, Blown Rose. I loved that track. I wasn't impressed by the album. It got very popular in England very quickly. Couple of good tracks in the album, but most of it was filler for me, but I loved that one.
Yeah, we were kind of, Jake and I were kind of talking about how it was because you're a big ABC fan.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so it kind of, for some reason, I think that your love for ABC actually influenced your love of that track.
Maybe, yeah. You had some similarities there, perhaps that's it.
Yeah, so what was this beef I hear about?
Oh, between Blossoms and Sleaford Mods, yes?
Yeah, I read something
I think
about
Sleaford
that.
Mods would win. I mean,
right? Right? Right?
What do we know about it?
NME was reporting something about, I don't know, Twitter beef or something.
Yeah,
about,
they were firing tweets back left and
right, and apparently Blossoms were being ageist towards Sleaford Mods.
It's like the politically correct version of like shaking your cane at somebody, right? Stop talking about how old I am. All right. So maybe Sleaford Mods don't win that one. I don't know.
No, they definitely win that one. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this. I think the thing that I don't hate Blossoms. Like it doesn't like bother me.
It doesn't rev my nards.
But yeah. Yes, Bender. I got you. And nobody wants to pump anything. But let me
pump my nards. Sorry, not rev. Pump my nards. Sorry. Go on with your thought.
I would say for me, Blossoms. You know, for the kind of pop that they're playing, it still sounds thin for me.
Yeah.
And I think because being weaned on the Smiths, I need the layered guitars.
I don't like that Spandau Ballet kind of sound in the first place, but I don't know.
It isn't that. It's just that it feels like there's something missing when I listen to those tracks. I don't know about you guys, but for me, that's the way I feel about it.
I don't mean to take the piss out of Lenny's likes.
well, the next tune, Flying Colors.
You
no
totally
room,
redeemed.
No room for error.
Totally
there,
redeemed.
Right?
Oh, my goodness. Chapter House reincarnate there. That was amazing. Flying Colors. So you actually introduced us to that, Lenny.
Possibly. Yeah, they put a couple of EPs out, both amazing, and they now combined them into a double EP format. A bit like Ride Smile back in the day, for anyone out there knowing that one.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's probably the best stuff they did. They followed up with an album which wasn't as good. But if you like Ride, Slow Dive, Chapter House, you're going to love that Flying Colors.
Yeah, and you'll be able to find all of this on our website. We'll put up the track list because Flying Colors actually has two Ys. Very good for internet searches.
Right, and an extra U for American fans.
That's right.
Yes.
And then we ended with World of Twist, a classic baggy band.
Yeah, classic baggy from the early 90s, Sheffield via Manchester or vice versa. Classic tune, underrated.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we got one more track, and then we're going to wrap up this episode of The Casual Sound. It's going to end with Teenage Fan Club. Which one of you guys picked that one?
I picked that one. It's their first single, Everything Flows. Brilliant.
I know.
For yourself.
I know there's a lot of argument that could be had there because Teenage Fan Club really, you know, they're a very good band with a pretty deep catalog. But for me, it doesn't get any better than this one track. Love this.
This
tops for me.
Lenny, you recently saw them, yeah?
Yeah, I went out to California to see a couple of shows. Fantastic. And they did play this one. So enjoy.
All right. So find us on thecasualsound.com. And here we go. It's Teenage Fan Club with Everything Flows.